Successful people learn how to make their mind work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast.
Hi, welcome back. Now, as you're progressing down this road to your financial breakthrough, really blowing past your financial set point in order to totally, completely shatter any kind of idea that you have about being stuck in this place for any more extended period of time, you have to realize what's taking place inside of you and how it's actually designed to stop you from moving forward. So let's go back to the stick person here and see if we can get a little better understanding of what the process is that's taking place with and through ourselves. We said before that we have a belief system inside of ourselves that wants to hold us to exactly where we are. It is controlling our financial set point. Now think about that. It's controlling it. It's holding you there tight. It's saying you can't go any further than this place. Now we have to say why. Let's understand this. Why is it that this belief would actually cause us to do that? In order to understand that, we have to understand how the subconscious mind works a little bit more. It operates exactly by law, and the law is that it's programmed with information that is designed basically to keep us alive, and that it will carry out that programming without any conscious interruption from ourselves so that we can actually circumvent some of the stupid mistakes that we make and thrive as a species. Now think about this for a second. There are 7 billion people on this planet, and we do some pretty stupid stuff. I mean, we make some pretty horrific mistakes, yet we're consistently growing at an unprecedented rate. There are more people alive today than have died through all of history. That is an amazing number of people. How is it that we could keep growing at such a rate? Because once we have beliefs that are stored in our subconscious mind that say, move in this direction, it carries it out without us being able to interrupt it. So in order for us to change it is actually quite a feat. And this is why so many people in the past have never succeeded, and why today so many people are actually succeeding at a very rapid rate, because we're actually understanding deeper and deeper and deeper how our mind works, how it governs how we feel, how we actually deal with change, and how we actually break through to results, so that we don't have these blind spots in our life where we can't actually see. Because it's not that the information's not there. It's not that the way to do it's not there. It's always been there. All the knowledge that ever was is 100% equally present in all places at the same time. That means when we lived in a cave way back millions of years ago, whenever it was that we lived in a cave, the way for us to have an iPhone was there. The way for us to have a computer was there. The way for us to send modules to Mars, it was there. That information existed at that time. The key is we weren't aware of it. The information to break you through financially has always been there, but your grandparents weren't aware of it. What they were aware of was their circumstances. They were aware of the time that they lived in and highly aware of what the limitations of those circumstances represented in their life. They didn't understand the laws of success. They didn't understand the laws of life because nobody was actually teaching it at that time. We were just starting to become aware of philosophical ideas. In the recent few hundred years, this has not been around very long. But the more we become aware of it, the easier it becomes to break through. And we start to eliminate the fears that actually get sparked by these belief systems to hold us back, because that's exactly what they do. In order to engage the cybernetic mechanism, what has to be triggered is a fear of some kind. A fear needs to be triggered for that cybernetic mechanism to start to cause you to think something different. What does it actually cause you to think? Well, generally what it starts to cause you to do is to doubt. Doubt is the first thing that creeps in your mind. You start to think, well, I don't know. What Dave's saying sounds interesting, but can I do it? is it for me? And you start immediately, you start thinking about all the limitations. So automatically, the thought process takes you back down equivalent to whatever the belief system is. Cybernetic mechanism engaged. Then you worry. People spend a whole lot of time in the process of worry. We worry about things because we don't understand the laws. If we understood the laws, you would never, ever in your life have another worry. I do not worry. I do not worry. I can get concerned about something, but I never worry. Worry is a completely fruitless thinking process. But it comes from ignorance. Now, ignorance isn't a bad thing. It means that there's always something that we don't know, right? That's one of the mysteries and the marvels of life itself, that finding out and discovering new things is really absolutely fantastic. But the only reason that we worry is because we don't understand how the laws work. Worry indicates that we have no understanding of the law of cause and effect. And that means that every effect that you see, every result is an effect. Every circumstance, your entire environment is an effect in your life. It has a first cause. And because you have the ability to choose, you also have the ability to change the cause. If you have an effect that you don't like, all you have to do is change the cause because you're doing something that's causing it. Now, in order to do that, there is a big word that you've got to accept for yourself, and that word is responsibility. You've got to accept 100% responsibility for everything that's going in your life, or you're virtually powerless to change any of this. Because if you don't accept responsibility, you believe yourself at some level to be a victim. And if you believe yourself to be a victim, you give your power to things, results, circumstances, environment, and other people. And if they have power and you don't, then they have to change for your circumstances to actually get better. So we want to get rid of the idea in any way that we're a victim. Now, how do we do that? How do we actually comprehend that idea? Because it's our divine nature that we actually have this wonderful power to choose. It is a spiritual power and it is a divine power, and each person actually has that. We have the ability to choose. We are the only form of life that we're aware of that has the conscious ability to choose. And engaging your ability to choose allows you to break through any cybernetic mechanism that is trying to hold you back. It doesn't matter what it is, your ability to choose allows you to do that. When you don't do it, by default, you've moved back into victim mode because the belief system is actually in charge. Again, we start out by doubt. And then we worry. When we doubt and worry, we experience fear. It travels down into the body. It causes us to go into a different kind of action known as procrastination. It's when we stop. Procrastination is kind of like the hope that we'll move forward someday, but we're not actually doing it. You know, we're just going to procrastinate and do something different so that we can stop feeling the fear, which will cause us to stop worrying and stop doubting. And then by default, we actually start focusing on something else that has nothing to do with really changing our result. It's really an amazing idea when you start to think about it. And the ability to choose is what actually changes it all. But before we choose, we have to know exactly what we're up against so that we can exercise that choice in the most dire times of doubt, fear, and worry. When your mind goes into doubt, fear, and worry, what ends up happening is it reaches a threshold at some point where it actually turns you around. This is the point where you stop moving forward, you stop engaging the power of your choice, and actually begin to turn around and go back to what you believe is safe. So let's take a look at what that looks like. If this line that I'm drawing here represented the success and the actual amount of money that you were looking for in your life, and we would just have to get to this line. We wouldn't need to go any further. All we would have to do is get to that line. We would actually have it. The key is to understand you're starting over here. The idea is that we want to close this gap. Now, how long does it take to close this gap? That entirely is up to you, right? Remember what I said earlier. that we need to remove time from the equation. Einstein said that you can't have space without time and you can't have time without space. So we're actually creating this gap. It's a creation of our own thinking. It's a creation of our own doing. My gap was basically from when I decided I wanted to change to when I actually changed was a period of 30 days. Now, before that, the desire to do something different was, you know, was present in my life, but that took 2 years, so that was really big because I kept looking at the wrong thing. When you're focused on the right thing, when you're focused on really looking for a different opportunity that will let you circumvent the problem instead of being part of the problem, that gap begins to close, and it begins to close really quickly. Now, here's what's really cool. The longer you do it, the faster it is that you do it. So what that means is, like, once you get your first breakthrough, once you break past the blind spot the first time, the next time it happens quicker. And then the next time it happens quicker. And then the next time that it happens quicker. This is why you see people go struggling for years to break through financially, and then they break through, and it's almost like from the first breakthrough to, you know, millions, they just rocket ship there. Because once it gets in your understanding, the fear's gone. And it's key. This part is absolutely essential to make the breakthrough. We have got to get rid of the fear. And if we can't get past that fear, then we're stuck. We're literally doomed to failure. It's breaking through the fear that's the key. We have a process called the terror barrier that everybody has to break through, and you have to break through it every time for quite some time until you actually master it. So here's what it looks like. Your starting point is here. Write down again the number that you're trying to break free from. Remember, mine was 20K. Now, what we do is we start a process forward. We say, I'm going after my new number, the amount of money that I want to earn for myself. That's my destination. I'm determined. I'm going after it. And I take off from home and I start heading in that direction. I start progressively moving toward what I think is this goal. Now, the moment that I do this, what ends up happening is I start to increase the feeling of being uncomfortable in my body, in my mind, in amplitude, in vibration, as I progressively move forward. The more I move forward, the more uncomfortable I actually am. Now, why am I uncomfortable? I'm uncomfortable for two reasons. Number one, comfort was where I was, where my belief system in my subconscious mind says I need to stay. It says you're secure there. It says you're comfortable there. It says this is exactly where you should be. All of this out here is completely unknown. The unknown scares most people. It is the ultimate epitome of change, just completely stepping into the unknown with faith. And you have to have faith in something in order to do this. Just the knowledge that I'm giving you gives you a spark, a measure of faith to begin to actually move forward. So as you're moving forward, you're becoming more and more uncomfortable. Every time you become more uncomfortable, your choice goes from a big choice to a littler choice to a littler choice to a littler choice to tiny choice, you see? Because you're not focused on your choosing to actually move forward, you begin to focus on how much fear is actually building inside the body. Until we hit this point, we keep going and we keep going, until we hit the point of maximum total discomfort, when fear has totally consumed our mind, and then what do? We go back to where it was safe. We don't stay progressively moving down this road. We go back to where it was safe because we can't take it anymore. We're too tired. We're exhausted. We're completely worn out. Doubt and worry has totally consumed and gripped the mind. And we go back to where it's safe. The pressure's off. We're not worrying. We're not doubting. We're not fearing. Many times we're regretting. It's a terrible place to be. But what the cycle is terrible at this point. Because once we go back, the subconscious mind won. You see, what the subconscious mind figured out here is how to stop you. And that was its whole goal, to stop you from moving forward. It completely figured out how to stop your progression forward and actually get you to go back. It developed a formula. It developed a system. It developed a strategy to get you to stop. And what's even worse, you agreed to it, or you wouldn't have gone back. When you agreed, you gave up your ability to choose. You completely shattered it. You went down into being a victim, and you completely lost your power. So you stay here for a while. The pressure's off. You're comfortable. And you start to dream again. You start to think, well, maybe I should give it another shot. Maybe I should give it another run, another movement forward. So what do? You accept responsibility. You take back your power. And you make a bold choice to begin moving forward once again. Now, this is where you have no idea what it lies in store for you. Because as you begin to move forward, again, the same process happens. You begin to doubt, you begin to fear, you begin to worry, you begin to become uncomfortable in your body because your subconscious mind already knows the way to stop you. It's already developed the strategy for your failure. Except this time, you don't get as far. This time, you'll stop here. Because what happens at this point when you get this close is you begin to remember how terrible it was to be in this place. And then your subconscious mind has won again. Except now, the strategy for failure has even increased. Because it got you to stop short of where you were last time. And each time you do this, it will get shorter and shorter and shorter until you virtually become paralyzed right where you are. We see people all over the world who have become totally stuck in their place. Completely accepted the failures of life. Completely accepted that all the circumstances are unchangeable for them. We see them starving. We see them homeless. We see them full of disease. We see them living in the dirt. We see them robbing, killing, murdering, raping, killing in the name of religion. We see it all over the world. And the process is the same. They can't break free to what they want, so they resort back to where they are. But nobody stays there because it becomes worse. When a person loses hope, when they lose their faith, they even start to go backwards from where they were because life seems unlivable at that point. So they begin to engage in destructive behaviors that actually pull them back even further than they were to begin with. This is why you see so many people start to go up and come crashing down burning, because they don't know how to break free. But when you engage the power to choose and you understand this is the process, when you get to the place of total and complete fear, you can think to yourself a completely different thought than you ever thought before. Now, I want you to think about what I'm saying. Ask yourself this question. Have I ever thought a thought that I never thought before? Write it down, because it could save your life, literally. Have I ever thought a thought that I never thought before? It's the power of asking a different question. A question that you've never asked before that allows a new thought to come in and actually carry you past this line and have a complete breakthrough. My thought at the time of my breakthrough was, what if this is possible? What if I could actually change? What if this actually existed for me? How would my life change? Because in that moment, I knew that going back again was just going to give me the same thing that I had before. And I thought, you know something? I can always recreate this anytime I want. What the hell am I so afraid of? I thought, what if? And I refused to look back in that moment and completely went forward and had a massive breakthrough in 30 days. Because the opportunity exists in front of you right now. What is that opportunity for you? as you exercise your choice, consciously holding what you want in your mind's eye, so that becomes the thing that you're focusing on. The new opportunity is what you're focusing on. You have to ask one more question to get the breakthrough. What am I resisting? What are you resisting? Now, what does that mean? It means that each and every one of us, because of the cybernetic mechanism, actually resists the changes that need to take place so that we can get the breakthrough. When you discover what you're resisting, it will equal what your breakthrough is, because it is literally on the opposite side of what you resist. I resisted seeing my opportunity for actually what it was, instead of seeing it for what I thought it was in my mind. What are you resisting? When you understand that, when you identify what you're resisting, write it down, because your breakthrough is right on the other side. Now, here's what I'd like you to do. You're about to have a big breakthrough. When you get that breakthrough, leave us a message about the breakthrough. Tell us about your story. Tell us about what this actually did for you and how your life has changed. And I'll see you real soon. Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. And if you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to davidnagel.com/freestuff.